Cloudy skies and 57 degrees.
8:17 at WEOL. We continue our spotlight on Elyria. We're at Rubens and Chestnut Commons. They have the Arabica coffee here, and I get to see all the different people coming in enjoying their morning coffee. Nice atmosphere in here, too. The browns, earth tones, and a lot of neat decorations as we here have. I've sat on the other side eating, because that's where I can get the cheesecake if I sit over there, I think. I'm not quite sure if I can get it sitting on. We'll find out.
My question to you is, you know, after the program today, 9:15, we will have breakfast.
Right, no.
Are you getting cheesecake?
No.
Cheesecake for breakfast, come on.
I was going to ask whether that people do that or not, but that's a secret. Nobody needs to know what time of day you eat, especially when you have somebody in the medical field with you who can give you 10 reasons why maybe you shouldn't have cheesecake. I don't know. Christy Sink, University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you think about having cheese? It's dairy, right? Cheesecake? Some sort of...
My husband would go along with that.
All right. I think there's some things that could be in agreement. Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
We always like spotlighting the community, and the hospitals, medical centers are always an important part of the community for a lot of different reasons, not only for, you know, because there's a need for the hospital for people, but also because you work with a lot of the... preventative type of things.
Correct.
So you're in the community to kind of make sure that the community maintains its healthy, stays
That's
healthy
right.
as well. For all
That's
sorts.
Right, we do.
And the last time we caught up was earlier this year, and you were talking about how the North Ridgeville operation was going to open.
Correct.
No pun intended, I guess, but tell us about that.
Well, it is now open. It's been open since July. Our ER there opened and is doing quite well. We've had a great response from the community. Patients who have used it have really great things to say about the services that they've received. We have primary care offices there with West Shore Primary Care, a pediatric practice that is there to help make sure that folks get preventative and routine primary care. So making sure that we have right access for anybody who needs it or wants it. We also have a very significant Digestive Health Institute program there. In the theme of preventative health, they're offering colonoscopies and general gastroenterology care. So a really nice outpatient environment for folks to be able to come, have a colonoscopy, make sure that they're getting the care they need in that way. And, easy in and out kind of procedure in a really nice facility. If you haven't had a chance to be there, it's a beautiful modern facility. Staff is terrific and really a nice addition to the community, we think.
And you have a great location. You talk about access. You've got every major highway right there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
How do you integrate sort of the nice atmosphere with also the medical procedures that need to be done? I mean, you have, I guess, in the equipment, and you kind of have to make it look, inviting to people.
Sure.
Allowing them to feel in the, a positive atmosphere going into things like that.
Well, that's the art of it, right? I mean, you do have certain equipment you have to have that looks scary and big and can be intimidating, but part of the goal that we have is to create a healing environment. So the colors you use, the sounds that you create, the staff need to be, over-friendly and kind to make that up. So it's not just the building. The atmosphere is comprised by all of those senses. So we've paid special attention to decor, to lighting, to specially trained staff that have the care and the clinical expertise to make that maybe a little less intimidating.
Speaking of high-tech equipment,
sure.
Friday you unveiled some new robotics.
We sure did.
At the Elyria Medical Center. Talk about that and how it'll be used.
So UH Elyria has had a long reputation for being innovative and strong in orthopedic care, and this Mako robot adds to that complement. We, years ago, introduced the Mako technology. What the robot can do, it helps the orthopedic surgeon give a more precise study or a more precise surgery. This particular robot updates to the most modern technology that's available from Mako, so we are one of a very few in the regional state area to have it. And what it does, Dr. Stanfield, Dr. Marsh, and Dr. Popa, who are all with the UH Center for Orthopedics, have specific interest in this. And in the demonstration, we had a show on Friday to meet the robot, and they demonstrated the technology. And really what it does is gives them ability to be even more precise in the surgery that they're giving. So they use CT technology to plan the study and then use the robot to aid in it. So you're getting a more clean cut, so to speak, and an easier, more predictable surgery that can ultimately lead to better outcomes.
And I read, too, that these kinds of surgeries will be increasing certainly over the next 5, 10, 15 years. Why is that?
We're all aging. So you've got a patient population. Baby boomers are hitting the age where they're getting to the age where that type of procedure, so you're looking at knee replacements, hip replacements, are becoming more and more common as our population ages. So it's a surgery that becomes much more relevant to the needs of our community.
Also, too, about a month ago, we got word that University Hospitals was investing big money in the coming years at Elyria. Mm-hmm. Talk about that investment. How much is it? How will it be used?
So the announcement was for the renovation of our surgical suites. We have a building that's like our community, aging, and have announced an $11 million renovation to our surgical suites. And what that will accomplish for our patients and our surgeons is a completely redesigned entry process. So the pre-op spaces that we currently use, it creates that, redesigns that experience completely, creates much more privacy for our patients, a much better efficient flow that allows better communication. It makes it easier for our surgeons because it brings it closer to our ORs, where today there's a little bit of travel in the building between the two locations. Within the ORs themselves, it creates five larger ORs that let us have things like the robot in the room. And, you know, hospital rooms that were built way back when, those rooms didn't need to be as large. So it gives us five larger rooms that can accommodate the robots and the technology and the people and the specialists that we need in those rooms to make sure we're delivering exceptional care.
I was looking at that, wondered about the space, because I'm seeing on the Chronicle they have the site a little bit of the demonstration from the robot to see how it is. And you have,
right,
like you say, you build structures, you have something for planning. You kind of have to always look towards the future or see what possibilities are there. Maybe
that's
robots,
right,
sometimes get smaller, but there's obviously things that will be needed. And I also was thinking of a lot of the electrical systems or the computer systems that you need to have, so everything is sort of interconnected,
right,
and able to be able to do that. It also,
right,
helps the patients as well, too.
Yeah,
I went,
right,
through a surgery with my daughter at another UH facility that they had, and it was almost like an airport waiting room. You could see who was in surgery, when they were ready,
uh-huh,
is somebody out of,
uh-huh,
surgery. It, kind of a whole different thing rather than just wondering.
Right.
And waiting for somebody to come, right, to.
Well, you know, the more we can do to create a sense of understanding and give people a sense of control when we're caring for them, it helps. You know, we're caring for folks at their most vulnerable. So if we can do something to have people have more information, create, you know, what you're describing, the communication systems that allow people to know where their loved one is, that hopefully helps. And that's our goal.
Just communication is a key, and that's a lot of things to do with the medical, you know, talking to your doctor, communicating,
right,
with them, understanding what it is that they want you to do to participate in your own health and well-being, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing some of the things that are going on with the UH Elyria Medical Center and elsewhere. And as we continue our spotlight on Elyria, we'll have more coming up, including what's happening with the Lorain County Solid Waste. They've got a big tire recycling going on, and we'll check in with Scott Petrick of the Chronicle-Telegram, also with what's up for the Browns for the next opponent. Maybe a win is on the horizon. We shall find out. That's all coming up here at WEOL.